Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray. And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Good. Wonderful. Bob, I got good news for you.
What's that?
You've been put in charge of our new office on Guam.
Hey, when do I leave?
I think week Tuesday.
Well, is there much activity out there?
Not too much.
I mean, will I be...
not too much radio action going on out there. However, there's a lot of book work to be done.
Sure.
Keep in touch. You here?
I'm good at figures.
Good.
I'll leave right now, I guess.
No. We haven't finished the show anyway. Here we are starting a brand new week. I think it's a week Tuesday you leave.
Oh, okay. Well, that gives me a few days to pack.
All right.
We've had a lot of mail and phone calls for the fact that last Thursday we announced that Friday we'd have the Gourmet Club. We will go over there today. They had a little fire, I think, and it prevented us from visiting on Friday. We'll definitely go there today. Before we do, we have a guest in our studio we thought you might be interested in meeting. The gentleman who weighs quite a bit. Just how much is it, sir?
I weigh 245 pounds, but I've taken a little weight off. Bob, I used to weigh 280 pounds.
So that we may become better acquainted and our audience may visualize you a little better, could we have your name before we start?
Yes, Roger Ace Frenadio.
Roger, you have the unfortunate distinction of being a gentleman who was turned down for rather an important job.
Yes,
isn't that right?
I was one of the astronauts that was turned down by the government.
Of course, there were quite a few considered before the final seven.
Well, we went through quite a test, and they examined us closely, both mentally and physically. And, of course, my weight threw me out. I weighed almost 300 pounds
at the time
of the interview.
Could you give us any of the other reasons why you were turned down?
Take a little off the payload eventually.
Sure.
They had to, but go on, I'm sorry.
Were there any other reasons why you, in particular, were cast aside?
Well, of course, they never give you a reason for turning it down. They just send you a note to thank you for your interest. And
you did want to become an astronaut? Was that...
I did. I submitted an application... and they invited me down and ran us through some tests. For instance, they asked me, do I like to travel?
Uh-huh.
And I don't, oddly enough.
Well,
I never have. I can't sleep well in a hotel or on a train.
No.
But if I'm not in my own beddy bye-bye, I don't close an eye all night.
Well, of course, that would make you a little bit unfit for this kind of thing, because an astronaut will be traveling quite a number of miles,
yes.
I would think.
Yes.
What other questions? Are you normally fairly even-tempered? You keep calm under...
Well, they brought that up. For instance, they'd ask you questions like, do you get upset easily?
Mm-hmm.
Do you fly off the handle?
Yeah.
Do you have a hot temper? Are you known as a hothead? No. But then I don't brook any nonsense, you know? Holy Christ,
I haven't said anything to upset you.
Well, I'm not mad at you. I'm just explaining.
Well, you kind of flared up there a little bit.
Yeah. They asked me...
I mean, you kind of flew off the handle briefly just now, you see. Did you do that when they asked you if you...
You always irritate people like this, buddy.
I'm not trying to irritate you, Larry.
My name is Roger.
Roger. I'm only trying to... bring out some of the facts.
I'd sure like to be in a spaceship with you on a trip to the moon, buddy.
See, you
get them all in pieces, I'll tell you that right now.
See, now,
or
they wouldn't want you.
Float in space for eternity.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't want you in a...
Puzzle way out of this choice.
Now, don't leave. We're not through.
Man, don't leave.
We want to talk some more with you about your hobbies, what kind of...
All right. Well, I like to read. They asked me my reading habits.
What do you read, Roger?
Mad Magazine, Joe Palooka, I like very much. Things like that. Comics.
Actually, of course, intelligence is a great factor in the selection of anyone for an important role, such as the astronaut will play. Are you actually smart? By that I mean,
You're asking me about my intelligence quotient.
Yeah.
My IQ.
Well, that and your general knowledge of things.
I wouldn't say I was particularly brilliant. I always stood in the lower sixth of the class.
Uh-huh.
Where I like to stay, you know?
Well, don't
So, don't try to read anything into that, buddy.
I'm not trying to read anything.
Right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But, boy, I think you have kind of a temper there. I think you fly off a little too easily. See, we've just been conducting a very...
You didn't even volunteer to go out.
I didn't want to go. I had no reason to go.
Well, then the pot's not calling the pan or the... who's calling me? Let me out of here.
Show him the door, please.
This way, sir. You've had a wonderful interview, you big slob.
Oh, man, was he touchy.
Oh, he's dreadful. He's one of the worst people you've ever had up here.
You speak to the screening department. But now, here is a brief transcribed message from Deputy Sheriff Jake Dawkins of Pauline, Georgia.
Evening, folks. Now, this is your buddy, Deputy Jake, with a word for all you motorists. Now, any time you find you're driving through Pauline, be sure you really tear through the town. Now, we're like drivers to floorboard their way right smack dab down Main Street. Now, tell you why we like that. See, the land around here is too flinty to plant. Our industry wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Kind of hard to make a buck. It was, that is, until the town decided to go into the speed trap business. Now we pull 20, 30 cars a day. Making outright good, too. Deputy Jake here saying, anytime you're heading our way, you try some of our Praline hospitality. You hear? Night.
Thanks, Deputy Jake. We'll remember to take the back road.
Otherwise, we might just advise the Bob and Ray audience that no matter where, drive with care.
Well, I think they probably know that without reminding them, don't you?
Bunch of know-it-alls, that's what they are.
Here is the moment we've been waiting for when we return to our good friends Claude and Clyde, the genial hosts at the Bob and Ray newly refurbished Gourmet Club Crosstown. Come in, Claude and Clyde.
Good evening, everybody. A pleasant, warm hello to you all.
Please, I do beg your pardon.
People are just being seated here now.
There we are. Can you see all right?
At the Gourmet Club. The entertainment is going on now. It's a dance act. Maybe we'll pause briefly to hear the act out.
You might say it's a beautiful line of chorus girls, Claude.
You're not whistling Dixie. No, they're lovely. They're charming.
It's a new addition to the club entertainment. And there they go, dancing off into the wings.
Looking about the Bob and Ray Gourmet Club, we notice several prominent people here. I see Larry Belafonte, Larry Yogi Berra at table 12.
Isn't that Larry Gray, the disc jockey over there?
I believe so. And Larry James, the famous trumpeter.
Walter Larry Cronkite is present at the Gourmet Club this evening.
Along with the lovely Wendy Larry is here.
Two prominent motion picture stars, Larry Cooper and Larry Grant, are seated at table 23.
Larry Babbitt, the former singer, is here also, along with Larry Parks.
And everyone seems to be enjoying...
I might point out that the heirs of D.H. Larry are here present, the famous author.
Wonderful, wonderful. But now the doors at the rear of the hall are swinging open, and the purple knickerbockered pages will be bringing the sandwich of a famous person here to the dais.
Oaken doors have swung open, and now the pages are bringing down the center aisle atop a purple pillow with fringe, the guest sandwich, which will be opened and described here on the air.
In a moment, our lovely assistant Elaine will hand us the sealed envelope bearing the name of the owner of the sandwich. Thank you. There's
very much
expectancy falling over the audience as they wait to see who's
sandwich. Open up the envelope, and it is with great pleasure that we announce that it is the sandwich of Lowell Thomas. Lowell Thomas. And
there's
a note. Note pinned to it. And it says, to whom it may concern, I'm not too happy about having my sandwich opened in public.
Certainly a great honor for Mr. Thomas, and we find that...
Having it described over the radio. Very unhappy, you're sorry.
Well, I'm sorry it's too late now, Claude, to recall it. It is wrapped in waxed paper, as you may have heard us open.
Waxed paper with scalloped edges. I might point out the bread itself is white. It's the crusts have been removed with, a dull knife so that the edges appear ragged.
And the filling, as we open the two slices of bread, is sandwich relish.
Sandwich relish sandwich.
Sandwich
then.
Relish sandwich.
And a generous round of applause and greets the description of the Lowell Thomas sandwich, which will be put on display here now in the glass case where the guests here can walk by and look at it.
Or dance by, as the case will be now, because the orchestra once again is swinging into the familiar strains of the Gourmet Club theme song.
And on this happy, pleasant note then, except for that one rather sour note, we return you to America.
No, Ray, there's one thing about unsightly dandruff. One thing about it.
You mean the people who have it want to get rid of it?
That's right. And here's how they can do it in just 3 minutes.
Well, I think I ought to talk about it tonight.
Okay.
Now, look, really, if dandruff dulls your hair, leaving your scalp itchy, please listen. You can get rid of annoying dandruff so fast today, no one should suffer any longer. With Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes. It's the quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. Besides that, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Simply apply in the unique Fitch manner. Before you wet hair, rub in 1 minute. Now this way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, add water. Lather 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute. All that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, dandruff's gone. And while removing dandruff, Fitch can also brighten hair up to 35%. To get rid of dandruff problems forever, brighten hair to use Fitch regularly always. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
Here now are Webley Webster and Wally Ballou with the Bob and Ray Editorial of the Air for this week.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
It's time to look the issue squarely in the face.
The problem concerns all of us. If it continues to be ignored, the dismissal of what is now a routine matter may result in its becoming even more grave as time, valuable time, goes by.
Hindsight, it was once noted, is an admirable means of settling affairs that have grown too big to be disposed of at the time of conflict.
Yes, but this is an issue that must be dealt with now, for history is the ledger of time. And what we have here is a notation in the ledger of history. Let there be no mistake about that.
Now, most of us have shown a willingness to stand up for the things we want, the things we hold so close to us. We've not wavered, nor have we sidestepped problems that seemed at the time to have no resolution.
Instead, bold, imaginative strides forward were taken. This is what we are used to, the habit of success.
Thought it was much of a shock to us, as it probably was, good listeners, to you, when we heard opposition voices being raised.
Why the belated outcry?
Why indeed, dear listener? Why do they oppose us now?
Why do they choose this particular time to make themselves heard?
And why, we must ask ourselves, at this moment in our affairs, do they want this issue tabled?
We cannot agree with what reasonable one said about...
You're listening to Webley Webster and Wally Ballou with this week's Bob and Ray editorial of the Air. And we'll be back with a spooky sound in just 10 seconds.
Doubled under.
Here's a spooky sound for you. Boy. And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Big Chief Mischief himself sparks Arthur Godfrey time tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network. Tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.